This is Patrick Hart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Viva Guadalupe. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. My name is Bill Snyder. I'm your host for this episode, and today my guest is Kevin Matthews. Kevin Matthews is one of the most recognized radio personalities in broadcasting, and he was recently named to the all-time list of top 20 radio personalities. A household name in the Chicago area for over 17 years, he entertained 10 million listeners a week on AM 1000 The Loop and ABC and CBS Radio. In 2008, while on air, he was partially paralyzed by multiple sclerosis. Broken Mary is his story of his radio career, his struggle to overcome a debilitating disease, and a chance encounter with the statue of the Virgin Mary next to a dumpster. Welcome, Kevin. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Patchwork Heart Radio's Young Catholics Respond.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's jump in. The that short little bio packs in a lot, but tell me, what is the most important thing going on in your life right now?
It is my love for the Mother of Christ, Mary, our Mother. Right now, somebody is listening, and I guarantee you there are folks listening who have been praying, and your prayer is being answered, and you have to believe. And Mary will talk to you, and Mary will be with us. And in order to, we're talking via Skype right now. Right, Bill?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Mary uses, instead of Skype, she wants us to hold in our hand a rosary, because the rosary is so, that is how you connect with the Mother of Jesus. And when we connect with the Mother of Jesus, we are connecting with her Son and his Father. And the rosary is such a powerful prayer. And you don't have to be Catholic to say a rosary. And Mary is, we, for example, we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fatima. And for the folks that don't know, Fatima is in Portugal. And I just was there this spring. Mary came to three small little children. Two little girls and a boy, and she appeared to them beginning in May of 1917 through October of 1917. And here we are, 100th anniversary is happening right now in Fatima. And the message Mary brought these three little children was very simple, was to obey God, repent, and say the rosary. And that message hasn't changed in 100 years. And so that is what's most dear to my heart right now, is promoting the rosary. When I do that, I'm promoting Mary. When I do that, I'm promoting Jesus. When I do that, I'm promoting God.
You had an incredible journey to get to this awakening point in your life. And the beautiful book, Broken Mary, that you penned is incredible. I encourage every reader to read it. But tell me a little bit about your journey of faith, beginning with your childhood, because you did have a powerful encounter or series of encounters with God as a child, even though maybe you didn't recognize him fully. What were those encounters with God like as a child?
Oh, I was born outside Detroit, Michigan, and I look back at it. We were a family that, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. My dad worked at GMC. And the house, my brothers, my sisters, that era and the people that lived at that time, especially coming out of World War II or Korea, my dad had a drinking problem. So the house tended to be a violent house. And I can remember going to church. I was like 4 years old, and I can remember going to church and how ominous the church was. And this, there was somebody named who was supposed to protect us. And at night, I would be afraid in my bed, crying, and I just basically wanted God to take me to heaven. And so that started at 4 years of age. That's been my relationship. I want to die. I just want to go to heaven. And that really hasn't changed. But at the same time, at the age of 4, and here I am, 62 years of age, it really hasn't changed at all. I want to go to heaven. I love God. God is my protector. And God has blessed me in ways I can't thank God for what he's given me. I mean, I've traveled the world. I've had a successful radio career. And I've entertained people. The radio show was sophomoric and stupid, but we need to laugh. At the same time, I could tell everybody to, hey, I want you all to pay attention. And, we would do charity events. And when we did charity events, they were successful. We have raised, with the generosity of people in my audience, we literally have raised millions of dollars, mostly to little kids and children, and still do. So I've been blessed. I use the microphone to spread the gospel of Christ, even though I couldn't talk freely about Jesus. I could invent characters that did talk about Jesus. Devon, who I made up, was a space alien, and so I was able to create characters to minister to people in an entertaining way.
As a radio broadcaster, one thing when I read your book, it just stuck out so clearly that you were always devoted to telling the truth to this fan base of yours. And that was just incredible, that from moment number one that you got behind the microphone, it was always to talk about the truth. And right. Whether it was creating a character or whether it was just yourself, talk about the importance of that, and especially in today's world where there is so much misinformation and there is so much untruth or lies out there, especially about our faith. Talk about just telling the truth through and to so many people.
Well, you, in order to have, I think, a very true relationship with human beings or God, your religion, you've got to be honest. God knows. I'm not a perfect person at all. In fact, I'm very humble. I'm humbled there's times when I might be holding a rosary and just saying, I'm not worthy to hold this because I'm a sinner. I'm so broken. And that's where we get the title of my book, Broken Mary. I've always been honest with my audience. And when I went to write this book, it was truly as if I was in a confessional. And rather than just speaking to a priest, I'm speaking to everyone. I'm letting everybody know this was my life. I didn't sugarcoat it. The book isn't, 5,000 pages. I cut to the chase. What happened to me was I had a beautiful career. I started in college in the late 70s. I was in Chicago by 1986. I spent nearly 30 years there. Had a wonderful career. I came back to Michigan because I was just getting bored with radio. I wanted to go back. Michigan is where my career started. I wanted to go back to the starting line. So I went back to Michigan. And while I was on the air, I couldn't move. I didn't know if I was having a stroke. Doctors later cut to the chase, I've got MS. And at the same time, as they weren't sure what it was. At first, they thought it was very possibly it could be a brain tumor. And where that's located, I can't get operated. Just pretty much get your life together because this is going to kill you. And it's going to kill you quickly. Well, it was MS. But during that time, when a doctor says, you know, hey, you've got to go get your life, go plan your funeral, basically, it's a huge wake-up call. I wasn't afraid to die, though. Death to me is just a word. There's no such thing as death. I just did not want my wife to be sad or my kids to be sad. There is no such thing as death, everybody. Death is just a word. And we are on this earth for such a short time, yet eternity is forever. And I think what I've done since I was the age of four, I always thought about heaven, and you got to prepare for it. And I hope people do that. And one day, that I was diagnosed with MS in 2008. 3 years, I had gotten fired from radio. Radio is collapsing, as you all see, just like the newspaper industry. So in 2011, I was fired from radio. I had no income. I was broken. I had MS, you know. And I heard a voice, and the voice said, go buy your wife some flowers. And so I look up, and there's a flower shop. So I pull in. I get out. I'm walking towards the door. I see a dumpster, and I can't help but see a statue of the Virgin Mary. And I walk over by the dumpster, and she's looking up at me. She's on the ground. There's trash all over her. Her hands are missing. She's broken completely in half. She's dirty. And I heard this voice clearly say, will you deny me, and will you deny my mother? And I looked, and I was not going to leave her here. I walked into the flower shop. There's nobody there. The clerk says, can I help you? I said, I really would like to buy that statue of the Broken Mary. And she said, no, I can't. And that's when I just said a quick prayer. I said, God, help me, please.
Yeah.
And then I heard the voice again. Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother? And out of nowhere, I just said, I'll give you money, and you can, in honor of the Franciscan nuns that were out in our area. I had no idea really who these Franciscan nuns, it just kind of blurted out. And she goes, I know your voice. Are you that guy on the radio? And I go, yes. And she goes, oh, I listen to you. And I said, listen, I'll give a donation to the nuns if I can just take her. And she said, okay, fine. Well, I got out of the store. I have MS. It's November. It's slippery. The statue weighs about 50 pounds. So I've got the base, that's 25. The upper torso, that's 25. I load Mary into the car. I take her home. And what happened next changed my life, and it's literally changing millions of lives. I took her home. I have a priest that I know, Father Mark. I said, Father Mark, I found this statue in a dumpster. She's broken in half. And he told me somebody that might be able to fix her. So in the spring, I drove her over to a monument maker. And he looks at her and he goes, oh, yeah, we can put her together. And I can fix her hands. I can paint her so she looks brand new. You won't even know that she's broken. And I said, no, she's me. That's how broken I was. I'm broken just like her. I don't want her hands fixed. I just put her together, and I don't want her painted. And she's called Broken Mary. She was blessed. And after she blessed is where Mary and miracles happen. So many people are coming to Christ through this statue. It's not the statue. It's not me. Everybody's broken. Everybody, the Pope, you, me, everybody's listening, right. We're all broken. And so many people can relate to this statue, and they're coming to Mary through this statue.
Your story is just so inspiring, and one that is moving beyond words. But I want to, we have to take this just short little break here. On Patchwork Heart Radio, you're listening to the voice of Kevin Matthews. He's telling his story about his encounter with Broken Mary and his truly legendary radio career. We have to take this short break, Kevin, but when we come back, I want to talk with you more about your incredible journey and how this statue is affecting people. You kind of left us off right there. So we'll talk more about that on the other side of this break, right back here on Patchwork Heart Radio after these messages. I'm your host, Bill Snyder.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
This is Martha Fernandez-Sardina with your Love Minute, brought to you by rememberyouareloved.com. Life is about getting and giving love. Get love and give love. You've heard me say that love is possible. Of course it is. We're made with the capacity to love. You've heard me say that it is expected. We've been given a commandment to love God and neighbor. You've heard me say that love is logical. Why wouldn't we receive love and give love if we have the ability to do so? Guess what else it is? It is extremely rewarding. I am never happier than when I am receiving and giving love. It's life-giving through and through. And you know what? It's also evangelistic. To the extent that you receive the love of God, you come to know the God of love. And to the extent that you love others, you make God known to others. So let's get love and give love. For more on love, find us at facebook.com/rememberyouareloved. And remember, you are loved.
Now back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. My guest today is Kevin Matthews. He is truly a legendary radio broadcaster. And today we are talking about his amazing conversion, faith, and journey of faith to the Catholic Church. And as he started this interview and conversation, he summed it up by saying, you know, this is all about Mary. It's all about the rosary. It's all about leading people to Jesus Christ through these means. And then had this incredible chance encounter, as he highlighted in the first half of our interview, with this broken statue of Mary found next to a dumpster. And it's now converting and changing hearts and transforming lives. Kevin, it's just unbelievable. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how this statue, you know, where it is, where it's located, and how it's just transforming a parish and people's lives all over the place.
Well, the statue is currently, it just got back from Chicago. This statue does not belong to me. It belongs to you and everyone listening. It is in a church, St. Anthony's Parish in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I just knew that Father Mark, who is the he's the priest there, he's been so helpful, and he blessed her. And the minute he blessed her is when it just incredible things started to happen. And I wrote the book. I knew that if Father Mark said you need to write what happened. Just take notes and write it. And what's ironic, I was talking about the Franciscan nuns. I promised the florist I'd give money to these nuns. I didn't know who these nuns were. Well, I sure do now. These nuns have become so, they're my sisters. They're my family. Sister Lucia is one of those nuns, and she helped me write this book. She is a writing professor. She was the producer. She would ask me questions. And she didn't want to write this, I found out. What's amazing, she'd ask questions, and it took about a year to write, and we pitched it to three of the biggest publishing companies, and all three wanted the book. That never happens. I didn't write the book to make money. I just wanted to write the book. And so Beacon Publishing, they got the rights. They printed the book, and it really started to take off. And like I said, it's just a very honest book, and I'm proud of it. And you can get it on Amazon.com, on Kindle, iBooks, Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope by me, Kevin Matthews. So this book now, people have read it. This statue travels. For example, I told everybody how important the rosary is. I want everybody to know that there's a couple of things. I've had people say, well, you love Mary too much. And I'm, okay. You need to follow Jesus, not Mary. Well, Jesus said, if my mother is happy, I am happy. And when we hold the rosary, everybody, this is how powerful this prayer is. And again, you don't have to be Catholic to hold and pray a rosary. When we hold the rosary, we are holding the hand of Mary. And when we hold the hand of Mary, we are holding the power of God. Everything is possible through the rosary. The rosary is the story of Jesus Christ, from the miracle of conception to the birth to the crucifixion to the resurrection. So we are constantly in prayer with Jesus in the story and the life of Jesus through the rosary. If you want a miracle, ask it. Just hold a rosary and just say, Mary, I don't know who you are. Or maybe you do. Just say, Mary, I give you everything. I need you. I need you. Mother Teresa used to say to Mary all the time, and she would be so challenged. I mean, she was working with the poorest of poor. She had children, hundreds and hundreds of children die in her arms. She would just, God, what am I doing here? What are you doing to me? Mary, I need a mother. And Mary was such a comforting mother to Mother Teresa. And she's such a comforting mother to me, or to you people out there that are all broken, or you've hit bottom. I guarantee you, hold a rosary, pray to Mary. She will come to you. She will comfort you. She really, really will. And people are finding comfort and coming to Mary, coming to Jesus through this broken statue. I was praying the rosary. I had my publishing company call. I got back from Fatima, and I had my publishing company called and said, hey, there's this group in Chicago. Your book is being read. It's part of their book club. They want to come over and see Broken Mary and talk to you and Father Mark and Sister Lucia. Would you do that? And I said, yeah, sure, come on over. And so before they came over, I had no idea who these people were. And I found out 30 people are coming from Chicago, and I'm praying the rosary about 5 days before they come, and I hear this voice that says, give the statue to the African. I'm like, what? Give the statue to the African. And I'm like, I have no idea, okay. Well, they come over, and they bring a priest with them. The priest comes up to me, shakes my hand, introduces himself, and also includes, I'm from Africa. And we sat down, talked, and I said to the group, I said to the priest, you need to take this statue. And he's like, I don't understand. Well, they ended up taking the statue. And the statue has been over in Chicago for about, I don't know, 2.5 months. And the people that this statue has touched is truly amazing. Folks, it's just people that I can't explain. Mary will let this statue go to people that have prayed hard, and I can't even begin. We don't have enough time to tell you the stories. And now the statue is back, and I have had a prison director say, "This, can we have the statue come and tour prisons?" And I've yeah. So she's just she's everywhere. She goes. That's the Holy Trinity. That is the Holy Trinity proof. It's working. Where she's going to go to prisons next? I had somebody call and say we would like you and the statue to come to Ireland next year. And again, I'm just the caretaker, and I know that people need Mary. They need Jesus, and they're connecting with this broken statue, because we are all broken, but we are loved more, and God does exist. He does exist.
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing that you did that is incredibly powerful and amazing is this Broken Mary application. It's on my iPhone, but tell us a little bit about that, because listeners can get right in touch.
As I wrote the book, basically. I found out this all is about Fatima. And if you read the book, you'll find out. And it's all about the rosary. Mary wants everybody, what's my job? What does Mary want me to do? She wants me to tell you, to everybody listening, pray the rosary. obey God, repent, pray the rosary. That's my job. And Mary, when I was in Fatima, I said, Mary, what can I do now? How can I help you? So what I ended up doing is I'm writing the book, and I just there's something about the rosary. I didn't know how to say the rosary, and what I ended up doing is I had a friend in Chicago build an app, and it was for iPhones, and you can download it for free. You can go to the iStore, you know, App Store. It's Broken Mary, the Broken Mary Project, and download the app for free. Well, people said, I don't have an iPhone, so we built it for other devices, smartphones. And if you go to Broken Mary, if you Google brokenmary.com, you can go and you can get that. You can download that. So phones are, I've had more people are downloading this app all over the world, especially in the Philippines. What's amazing now, when I was in Fatima, for example, we designed a website, brokenmary.com. And yeah, you know, people were kind of looking at it. And when I was in Fatima, I prayed to Mary. I said, Mary, please, what can I do to promote the rosary through this? Please help me. Well, since I got back from Fatima, brokenmary.com has received over 3.2 million views. And what I want to challenge you, Bill, and everybody listening, is on October 13th, Mary appeared to the children in Fatima, and by that time, thousands of people were gathering every month on the 13th. On October, she promised, nobody believed these children, and so Mary promised the children she would perform a miracle, and she made the sun move. And you can read about it, folks. Fatima, October 13th, 1917, 100 years ago, the sun moved. Thousands and thousands and thousands witnessed it. What I want to do is I want people to say the rosary on October 13th, at least hold a rosary, or at least say a Hail Mary. But I want you to go to brokenmary.com, and we are going to set a world record on reciting the rosary. And it's October 13th. I'll tell you, Bill, how you can promote it. All you got to do is go to brokenmary.com, folks, and on October 13th, say the rosary. We set a record. It's never been done before, and it's a way to promote Mary. And something big is going to happen, folks. You're going to see another miracle.
Kevin, this has just been an incredible conversation. I hope that we have you back on our radio program again and again and again, because you have such an amazing message, and you're so humble. And for somebody who has achieved such worldly greatness in life, you have an incredible, incredible humble spirit about you, and certainly fit right into our mission here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, which is to sow hope into broken hearts. And you do such an amazing job of that. And I encourage everyone out there to read this book, to pray the rosary, just as Kevin said, on October 13th, set the record by going to brokenmary.com. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your incredible faith with us here today. I encourage every single listener to go out and check out the book, Broken Mary. All you have to do is Google it or go on Amazon.com. It is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. I have read it myself, so I can say that. Thank you so, so much, Kevin, for sharing your faith with us here on Patchwork Heart Ministry. It has been a true pleasure.
Thank you so much, Bill. And I want everybody listening, if you need a miracle, if you are so broken, you need it now. You need something now. I want everybody to just, what Mary has said, say three Hail Marys and then tell Mary what you need. I guarantee you, she will hear you. She will hear you.
Well, thank you so much again, Kevin. This has been an episode of Patchwork Heart Radio's Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about this program or Patchwork Heart Ministry, visit patchworkheart.org. That's patchworkheart.org. Or email info@patchworkheart.org.